As a winemaker and grape grower in West Sonoma County, John Mason doesn't usually take an extended summer vacation. But this year, the former emergency medical technician abruptly left his Forestville home to spend a month helping rebuild two strife-torn cities in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan.
In April, they had a violent overthrow of their government. They had a president who basically was robbing the country blind. They got tired of it and ousted him. Shortly after that, for a variety of reasons that are really hard to understand, there was an increase in inter-ethnic tension, which resulted in some violent activity, wherein about 2,000 houses of a minority group were burned, and about 100,000+ of those people either moved into neighboring Uzbekistan or moved out into the countryside into hiding with other families.
This wasn't a random choice. John and his wife Chris regularly spend their winters doing international disaster relief work in distant places such as Kosovo and Pakistan, but after the grapes are harvested and the wine is in barrels. But when the International Rescue Center called asking for his help, John was packed and immediately on his way to a still uneasy scene.
What remains is a very tense situation where the ethnic groups are very mistrustful of each other, still somewhat discriminatory towards each other, and there's a lot of underlying hostility that is not overtly expressed.
When they arrived, he recalls, the three-person team, which helpfully included a former resident who could speak the local language, first had to figure out how they could help.
Other international organizations had hit the ground before us, and a large number of the shelter concerns had been dealt with as far as the procurement of materials for rebuilding, mobilizing labor forces, and finding money to pay them. What we discovered had not been dealt with was to supply these people with tools.
Finding even picks and shovels was complicated by the fact the surrounding borders had been closed, effectively shutting down most commerce within Kyrgyzstan. Accomplishing that basic step consumed Mason's entire 4 weeks there.
We needed to supply tools to 1,500 families. It took us about a week to actually establish what our goal was and what our mission was there. And then this last 3 weeks were occupied with trying to line up the actual vendors and sign contracts with them. When I left, I turned the project over to another person. And that person, the day I left, actually started receiving the tools to put together for distribution.
Back at home, John continues to monitor events in Kyrgyzstan as best he can from California, but he doubts he'll ever have occasion to return.
Every time I go someplace, I think it would be interesting to come back. And it's a really big world, and there's always another disaster. There's always another place to go. And of all the places that we've been, we have not been back to a single one over the last 11 years. It just always seems like there's a more pressing need.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.